Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
7:15. Love and marriage sometimes also involves trying to convince each other to get a will or have life insurance on each other. And that can be awkward, especially if one doesn't want to do it. And that's the situation facing one writer today as we approach Joe and Cindy Farini for their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. Thanks for joining us, you two.
Thank you.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
So this is something that any young couple has to eventually address, but it sounds like it's a one-way street here where the husband is not interested in doing this so far.
Yeah, I think this guy needs to just understand that his money is their money. And, you know, to be working on this thing as a team, you know, you're supposed to be working as a team member on all aspects of your marriage, but especially including the finances here. So I think there needs to be a full disclosure, if you will, regarding the finances. And because, you know, ultimately, they're both going to be held accountable for their overall health, their family, and not just spiritually, emotionally, physically, but also financially as well. And so, I have a few suggestions for them to consider doing. And hopefully one of the things that they can do is if they attend a church where they have Dave Ramsey course, Financial Peace University. And this would be a great class for them to attend. And if they don't have a class going on, they can maybe start one themselves and in their church or their community. But I think it's important in this situation because, again, not knowing the individual or the couple, it's hard to kind of gauge what kind of personality this guy has. But I think that the important thing here is that he needs to get in front of people that can speak some sense into him because this doesn't make any sense at all, not disclosing his finances. He needs a Dave Sobranski, basically, to talk to him, a financial planner, a CPA, or a lawyer who focuses on estate planning. Mm-hmm. And because it's just absolutely foolish not to have a will or a trust, no matter where you are financially. I mean, these are things you want to have in place as things come along, as you progress as a couple. But there is one book I would recommend, and we can get this book to you later on, but it's by Russ Grossen. It's called 8 Important Money Decisions for Every Couple. And what he does, basically, he just offers a really good game plan for couples to achieve harmony in their marriage, no matter what their financial situation is. So I think that would be a great book to get their hands on.
Mm-hmm. What's your take, Cindy?
Well, you know what? My very first reaction when I read this question, I thought, you know what? As a woman, I really enjoy that I have a sense of security because of how my husband has provided and protected us. And, you know, she didn't say, I don't feel provided for or protected, but I do think that's what she's saying in her question. Hmm. And so I feel that this guy's got to step up. Probably I would say, you know, I feel like he has to grow up into his responsibility right now as a husband and as a dad.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I saw this too, I guess perhaps it even transcends the topic where her core question as well is, how can I bring this up without sounding like I'm nagging or being annoying? I mean, how do you even begin to address an issue for which a couple that doesn't agree in a way that doesn't just, you know, annoy the other person, I guess?
Yeah, start a fight.
Yeah, and you know what? And I think, you know, all marriages will have sort of those buttons that get pushed, and maybe this is going to be the one in their marriage. Maybe it will be something financial. And who knows why he's, if you will, I feel like the word would be withholding. Why is he withholding in this way? That probably needs to be discussed in some way. So how would she bring it up? I think, you know, maybe the best way would be to say, you know, as a team, I love that Joe, you know, mentioned that, as a team, you know, we want to be on the same page, and I feel like I'm not on the same page as you in this particular area of our marriage. And I'm just wondering, how would it be if we could make an appointment with a financial planner and just sit down and talk with them and see what they have to say? And begin the conversation in a way that, you know, it's not like, hey, why aren't we getting life insurance? Or why aren't we, you know,
yeah. What's wrong with you?
Together, yes.
Don't you love me?
Exactly. And just being able to say, let's sit down and just see what they have to say. Not saying necessarily what she wants, expects, a lot of times I think women can be, all of us can be, demanding instead of discussing. And I think that's where it has to be. It has to be a discussion, not a demand.
I don't know about that, Joe, right? I mean, I'm sure you've never experienced Cindy being like that. Oh,
never.
Oh, no.
So it's other women, I suppose.
No, she is really very gracious lady. But I think what this guy, again, not knowing his personality, not knowing his background, maybe his parents, maybe his father was the same way. And he just thinks this is just the way you do things. And so I think we need to get in front of this guy, somebody that, you know, he respects, whether it's a family member or a friend that can really speak into his life about these issues. And I think Cindy nailed it. I think this lady, she's screaming for some security here. And I think that's an important issue for women. I mean, for all of us, of course, but it's, you know, especially in this situation where, you know, they have a child now and she's just concerned for the welfare of herself and her child. And I think that's legitimate. And I think that's a good topic to bring up and should always be in front of each other's. I mean, this is not something you just bring up around Thanksgiving time. It's something you should be talking about, you know, throughout the year.
Yeah, and I think to add to that too, Joe, is to think that, you know, you don't do a will just one time, or you don't think about a life insurance policy one time. Those are the kinds of things that you review over time, maybe talk about it once a year even, to see, you know, where is your family at this time? Where are you in your season of life, and what do you actually need for this season of life? And that's where I think somebody who is a financial planner is going to be able to help this couple sort of weed through some of those things that maybe they both don't really understand. I can tell you for sure, I didn't understand any of the stuff that we needed to know when we were first married. And so I had to really grow, and not that I even know all that much, but Joe used to come home from work, and on one particular evening, he would just study money magazines and different things because, you know, as a dentist, you don't go to school for dentistry and learn business unless that's a major you maybe took in your undergrad.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, he really felt like he needed to learn more. So I appreciated that he took that time, he made that effort, which is something that I would have really not wanted to have to study. But, you know, along the way, he would teach me as well. And I just felt like that was just such a great thing. And it's a choice, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy just isn't taking the opportunity to make it a choice to do that. And I think he needs to step up and make that choice.
Now, what if she, just to try to compromise, offered to just take the lead on it and try to find a financial advisor and make an appointment? I mean, does it absolutely have to be, I'm concerned about this, you need to do it?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, I don't think everybody, when people get married, I don't think both people or just one person, like a husband, is the only one who's good at finances. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. In my house, it's Sarah. I'll
right,
tell you
right.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think if she enjoys doing that and you're in agreement, I think that's great. Joe did not want to have anything to do with, you know, the checkbooks and all that sort of thing.
Attica.
You know, he would look at it, you know, and he would, you know, make sure things were good, but he just didn't really care to do that. And I'll tell you what, I did not want to have to deal with insurance in terms of finding a good policy and all that. So we kind of balanced each other and you know, I did the financial part, he did the insurance part, and looking for people who would help us learn to manage, you know, our financial part of our marriage. So I think, you know, if she's better at it, but I kind of sensed by this question that he didn't want to include her. So mm-hmm. if that's the case, I think then, you know, she needs to bring this up gently yeah. to say, basically, I would like to be included. And again, just not to be demanding, and hopefully letting someone else sort of take the lead in terms of teaching them, whether it's a class at church or going to somebody who can, you know, sort of help put their finances and other things like wills and trusts in yeah. order.
Well, it's 7:24, time for us to run here, but Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour. How can they reach out to you in the meantime if they want to submit their questions to you or
yeah.
find out more?
Well, thanks so much. We went this weekend. We spoke in San Antonio, and a bunch of people liked My Marriage Matters. So we're almost to the 3,000 mark. So we hope we can get to that by the end of the year. So we would love to be able to have people go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And we just give hope, encouragement, in little sentences each day, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock. We'll have just a little thought for you, and we hope you come there. If you have a question, to our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, and you can email us there, and we'd love to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, you
and,
too.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you two. We'll talk to you next week then.
All right.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.